The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Of course, it's an election year. Welcome back here. Appreciate you joining us again from Montana for Montana. We have Ed Buttry in studio, representative out of the Great Falls area. Sherry Taylor as well, president, Logan Health, Cut Bank in Chester. We're talking about Medicaid. Whether you think about it or not, Medicaid is on the ballot. The primary up on June 4th and this is Montana's Medicaid expansion, which goes back to 2010. We'll get into some of the numbers here as well and maybe try to bust some myths, too. But it has been critical. It is critical for Montana's rural hospitals. Sherry Taylor represents Cut Bank and Chester. She's the president, Logan Health, up there. And Sherry, I appreciate you coming in. I'm going to go with myth busting here, okay, because it seems like as this discussion we'll go forward, and we'll need to have it going forward, and people need to make informed decisions. What are some of the common myths out there that?
One of the ones that I hear is that Montanans don't support this program, and I know we are a very conservative state, and that's great, and you know that's why I love living here. But the fact is when the Montana Chamber in 2023 did a study that 84% of Montana voters support the continuation of the current program, the HELP Act, as it is now. And so that's really what we're after. It is not, and you know, I think expansion somewhat is a misnomer because people think it wanting to grow it. No, we just need to keep the current program as it is now, the way it is. If we can make some tweaks to make things better, great, that's awesome. But Montana has done some unique things, kept it a low price, really did some economic development, and really met the needs of what we are already as Montanans paying for.
And Ed, you kind of detailed some of that as well. What are some of the myths that you run into?
Oh boy, there's a lot of them.
I bet there are for you, yeah.
And I'm with you. As you said earlier, we need people to know the facts. And these are facts that come out of our own administration, out of our own government, out of independent entities, and the law. But a couple that I deal with is, we're hearing once we're in this program, we're locked in it forever. And I would invite folks that believe that to go look at MCA, that's our statute, 53.6.13.13, which actually is a trigger mechanism that we put in the initial HELP Act legislation that requires if the federal funding changes that there's only a couple things that could happen. One, the legislature would have to authorize additional funding, or the loss of federal revenue would have to be offset by increased premiums to the users of the plan, or the system simply goes away. Furthermore, with changes that we effected in 2019, our legislative appropriations committees have to okay the expenditures and the expenses in this program every 2 years. It has to be okayed by the legislature every 2 years. If the appropriations does not authorize those expenditures, this program simply becomes an unfunded mandate and it would go away. We have to go through that every 2 years. We hear that people on this program don't work, that these are folks that are getting a benefit without working. And in Montana, we found quite the opposite to be true, and we're one of the best states for this. In fact, we're highlighted in some national articles about how many of our folks are working. If we look at the numbers in the latest report, 72.1% of the folks are actually working. 6.6% of folks in the program are in school. 10.1% are either disabled or so ill that they are unable to work. And 6.8% are caretaking. So when you look at those folks that are performing valuable roles in our community, that's 95% of the people on the program. That's when you say people in this program don't work. That's absolutely not true. We hear that this is another entitlement program, and as we've discussed before, the real entitlement existed prior to the program because people were getting health care, and they were just walking in demanding health care, getting it over and over and over again, and no one was getting compensated for it. There's a lot of other myths. We hear people say, well, look at a Texas-type or Florida-type program where they use block grants or other grants. Why don't we do that instead of having Medicaid expansion? And those programs are valid, but they're based on population density. So we've looked at the Texas and Florida models and said, if we use those federal models where we can bring federal money in to help offset the cost of our working poor, the health care, what would that mean for Montana? Remember, we're getting $2 billion a biennium of health money put into work in Montana for health care. If we went to one of these other programs, it would bring about $12 million a year into the state. And can we provide any sort of viable program that's going to help this population for $12 million? You can't. So it's just not a viable option. So there's just the myths go on and on. And what I'm hoping and what I'm trying to get in front of as many people as possible to do is to get the facts out there. So whatever decision we make, it's an informed and it's a real decision.
As Representative Ed Buttrey, once again in studio, Sherry Taylor, President Logan Health, Cutbank and Chester. And we'll go to Hamilton, KLYQ, and it's Skip. Skip with a question on Medicaid expansion. Good morning, Skip. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, and thank you, Tom, very much. I'm enjoying this. This is the second program I've heard, one on another station. John Fuller, Senator John Fuller, was in the same conversation. And then I had a really nice conversation with him personally later on about it. And I live in Hamilton, which is Representative David Beattie's country. And then just here south, Representative Michelle Binkley, who is, and she is involved with the mental health part of this on the task force that I think Bob Keenan put together for the governor. And so that your lady guests may know more about that in case she wanted to comment on it and what they're trying to do for mental health all over the state. But Mr. Buttrey's made a couple of points. I wanted to use the words sunset for 2025 because it's important that the people realize that's a good program, Medicaid expansion, because when they got done hammering it out, it is a hand up, not a hand out. And I've learned a lot about this, and the state makes a net gain from it. So there's even some legislators out there I won't even name that are misnomering what happens with this program. And in fact, I believe as a taxpayer and a citizen of this state that it's the right thing to do, and they got the kinks out of it. And so I think that people should feel good about it. And so I wanted to tell you that. And then also, if you can elaborate on what it means to have a sunset, Mr. Buttrey, so that we can understand how important it is for this legislative session to handle that properly. And thanks for your involvement in those things. I'll let you go.
Good stuff, Skip.
Yeah, thanks, Skip. That's a great question. And when the bill was originally passed in 2015, it had what was called a statutory appropriation, which meant that the money was automatically appropriated for the program without legislative intervention. And we put a sunset on the bill at that time because we thought we had done a good job, but with very complex processes and policies, you want to measure and you want to come back and say, how'd we do? What do we need to do? One of the things we found in 19 was, let's have the legislature look at this funding every session to make sure that it's something that we want to continue to fund with taxpayer money. And so we took off the statutory appropriation, which makes it a legislative duty every 2 years to authorize the appropriation and spending. And then we had hoped at that point not to have another sunset on because you don't need it. Legislature is already looking at it. We have triggers. If the federal law changes, the program goes away. But the legislature decided to put on another sunset, which expires June 30th of 2025. That means the program basically goes away. So the good thing is that it requires us once again to do a deep dive into the program in this next legislative session and say, okay, how do we feel about it now? Are there additional reforms that are needed? I personally don't think there are. I think the first discussion should be, let's just take that sunset off. Let's continue it. It's a benefit to the state, to the users, especially to the business community, which they're endorsing the continuation of the program. Let's just do that. And then after that, we can talk about additional reforms to the law if they're needed.
And I'm going to encourage people to stay engaged on this because this process is going to be long and it's going to probably not play out for another 9-10 months or so. Yep. Before you really know this. So there'll be a lot of information coming out, and hopefully you're doing your due diligence, and we'll try to help here.
Yes, I say just one other thing?
Go ahead,
just what Skip said. We talk about mental health needs in Montana, and that was a huge focus of the 2023 legislature.
Yeah.
And we were able to put a lot of money towards and create committees towards how we're going to solve this mental health crisis in Montana. The vast, vast majority of that money is Medicaid money. And if this program goes away, all that money that the governor has put in place to help serve the population, address our mental health needs, is gone. And that's the reality of it.
Sherry, what you're shaking your head here because that sunset, obviously if that's gone, that just it's a bomb dropping on you, so to speak, in your budget. So it's hard, I suppose, to plan for this. Or, you know, what does that do administratively? Because you honestly have to have some sort of plan in place that if this fails, everything falls on your 200 employees, so to speak, to right that ship.
Yeah, it's devastating. And like, we've looked at that, and the financial instability of that is very, very concerning. And you know, to Ed's point, behavioral health, I think that's usually when we as a state and as a healthcare industry struggle with trying to make our finances work. That's the thing that we usually just can't keep going. And I think all of the work that was done in 2023 and the legislature and that they have come out and done in the last 2 years is going to be completely for nothing. It's going to go away. And I think that's what people don't understand is, man, Montana has really made some incredible strides. We've done some great things. We are actually fixing the issues now. And that can totally be wiped out just by what we decide in 2025.
Yeah, and that's not I don't know if that's even a likely scenario, but it's something that you face that you have to have some sort of contingent plan for.
Well, and this is, you know, when we look at Sherry's Hospital or other rural hospitals, as Sherry mentioned in the beginning, we're one of the only, if not the only state that saw no closures of rural hospitals.
Yeah.
But let's say the program goes away and this funding goes away. Now they are not financially viable any longer. And they've got a couple options. One, they can cut all their services, which basically means they close. Or they can simply close because it's not a viable entity. It's like a business. You don't have money. You can't run it. Or what tends to happen is you end up having to pass a medical levy or something else where the taxpayers bear the burden of paying for that facility. Mm-hmm. And we know how hot a topic property taxes are now. Are you the one that's going to want to go back to your constituents in rural Montana and say, I voted to cut this program and in essence raise your property taxes because now you're going to have to pay for the burden of keeping our facility open?
And I'll give you a perfect example. In Cut Bank, this is coming from the data we get from the state. So, you know, I haven't, you know, trump this up or developed it. We're getting it from an outside source. $2 million of services we're providing, we're getting paid through this program. I'm only approximately $10 million. So you tell me as a business person, how are you handling something like that? And by the way, I'm still going to have to provide those $2 million, but now you're not going to get paid for it. And I think that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, huge portion of that budget. All right, we got to take a break, and I kind of wanted to save some time for other topics, but we might not have time for other topics. I know you were dealing with some ambulance services and some resource allocation up there in that area too. So maybe we'll hit that when we come on back as well. Representative Ed Buttry is with us, and Sherry Taylor from Logan Health Cut Bank Chester here on Voices.
My Beef Checkoff Dollar funds websites like ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef into Montana classrooms and teach children how to cook.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef promotion around the world.
My Checkoff Dollar pays for farm fairs and for education and places where young people can learn about the benefits of raising beef in Montana and the nutritional value.
Brought to you by Montana Beef Producers and Checkoff Dollars.
Ah, a trip to the backcountry for a hike. So calming, so peaceful. So, it's time to split. That's when you need to get out. And a Ford Explorer SUV with all-wheel drive and optional seating for seven is your key to survival. The outdoors can be unpredictable, but a Ford Explorer lets you make tracks out of the woods. Get a great deal on an Explorer today, only at your local Ford dealer.
It's morning in the not-too-distant future. Your alarm goes off and your automated mattress lifts you out of bed. Your automated shower is all ready to go at the right temperature. Your automated kitchen makes you bacon and eggs sunny side up. Then you remember you need to call your health plan. You hit the call button on your phone and you're greeted by a real person, not an automated phone tree. At Pacific Source Health Plans, we know technology is important, but it can't replace human service. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com to learn more.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Another in-depth discussion tomorrow on topics that aren't always that easy to talk about. That's homelessness. Homelessness, not only in Montana, but in the country as well. Are we making it better? Are we making it worse? That's on the docket for tomorrow with Matt Lundgren, who will be with us here from the Billings Rescue Mission. And then also I'll leave it at that because I'm going to run out of time. I always do. I never have enough time here. Sherry Taylor in studio, President Logan Health of Cutbank and Chester, and then Representative Ed Buttrey as well. I wanted to ask Sherry, and there's so much about Medicare that we still need to kind of go over, and we will. We'll take the time to do it here down the road. But I know that you guys were, the Highline in particular, was struggling with some funding for ambulance services. Can you catch us up to date on that?
Yeah. So, you know, as the pandemic was rolling out, our county was struggling with being able to fund ambulance services. And some people might not know this, but when we were dealing with COVID, you couldn't do air transportation at first. And so it was, if you needed to transfer a patient to a higher level, you had to do it by ground. And so I remember we're dealing with this pandemic, and I get a phone call and really from the county saying, we no longer can do, you know, ambulance. And I said, what do you mean no longer? And they're like, we can't run it anymore. Like, there won't be no 911, nothing. And I was like, whoa. I mean, and we were struggling to try ourselves to manage during that. But so they said, we need you to take it over. And I was like, I'm in a pandemic and you know, okay. So we're a rural struggling facility, and we just said, okay, well, we've got to do this. So we worked it out, and I said, I can't take it over like tomorrow, like in June. But we'll do it in October. So they started, really proud of our team. We had an individual that I knew out in the community that was actually in oil and gas. And he said, I'll step up and be a manager. We'll start with 3 employees. They have done all the calls, the urgency and the transfers that we needed. And now Logan Health EMS is much greater than that. But it met the whole Highlands needs of transport.
Wow. And, you know, a day in the life of Sherry Taylor might be interesting as well. You know, all those things that kind of come across your plate. And you go, oh, well, yeah. I need more coffee for today. Thank you for coming in and dealing with that as well. I mean, it's a critical need for us. It really is. Healthcare in our communities. Thank you. Yeah. And Representative Ed Buttrey, you probably don't get a lot of thanks, you know, but your work is also very appreciative too, and just your approach to this too. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Yeah, the public service. All right, Cody. Yeah. Kudos to you too. Yeah. Homelessness tomorrow. Thank you guys for being here. Have a great Wednesday.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.